Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 23 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And our topic today is The Eternal Servant. George Sweeting wrote, "Jesus Christ is a supreme example of giving." And our text is Luke 12, 35 through 37, which reads, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them." Jesus Christ is the greatest example of a servant. Not only is he the exemplary servant, he is also an eternal one. We focused yesterday on Jesus' purpose statement recorded in the book of Mark. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Hebrews 13:8 reminds us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Since servanthood is the spiritual DNA of who Jesus is, he will forever have the nature of a servant. We discover additional proof for this truth today and a great promise found in Luke 12:37. Let's look at the context of this scripture. Jesus is sharing a parabolic look at his second coming. In Luke 12:35, Christ gives a twofold command about how we should live as we anticipate his return. "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning." The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary provide this explanation. Faithful servants would stay awake while waiting for their master's return from a banquet. They are dressed so that they can do service for him should he require it. The lamps are lit so that they can light his way into the room without any delay. No matter how late the master may come, the servants are prepared to open the door immediately upon his arrival. In the same way, God's people must be awaiting his arrival so they too can welcome him the moment he arrives. Dressed for action pictures a person who has tucked his long outer robe up into his belt or sash so he can be ready to run or travel or fight or work. Servants who are watching for the master's arrival will be rewarded. Even more commendable is the fact that they are ready even in the second or third watch of the night, which is any time between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. In Luke 12:37, Jesus describes what the master will do if he finds his servants ready and working. In telling this story, he is foretelling what he will do for his followers who are serving God when he returns. "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them." First of all, those he finds awake will be blessed. The word blessed here is a New Testament word that describes a believer's fortunate position from receiving God's favorable provisions. When Jesus returns, will he find you faithfully serving or spiritually asleep? Second, he will dress himself for service. This statement reminds us of Jesus' actions found in John 13:3-5. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. One day, Jesus will dress himself to serve his faithful followers. We're not sure what Jesus will put on to serve, but Jesus will dress himself and display his eternal servanthood. Now, third, Jesus will sit at a table and serve his faithful servants. How humbling and awesome will that be, to recline at a table with Jesus and witness firsthand his servant nature? Currently, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. He is preparing the great marriage supper of the Lamb. The bride of Christ, his church, will gather with him around heaven's table. That's Revelations 19, 6 through 10. Just as Jesus took upon himself the very nature of a servant at his first coming, Philippians 2, 7, Jesus will dress himself to serve when he comes again, Luke 12, 37. We should be serving Jesus every chance we get because our sacrificial servant is returning at a time when no one knows. When he does, we will be blessed if he finds us serving. Now, here are three questions to ponder to help really nail down this lesson as we apply it. Question one, how can you spiritually stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning? Question two, if Jesus came back today, how would he find you serving? And question three, how does Luke 12:37 encourage and inspire you to serve the Lord and others? Let us pray. Oh God, may we be ready. May we be ready. May we imitate Jesus in serving. And may we know that one day he's coming back. We don't know when, but may we be ready. And what a day that will be. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.